Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Be content. What exactly does that mean? Realistically, if you were to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not very content and 10 being very content, where would you place yourself? Importantly, why? Contentment is a critical piece needed to live a healthy life. It's essential to have a mature, healthy faith in Jesus. As always, God gives His commands out of deep love for His people. God literally wants you to be truly content in Him. Well, this is a scripture dissection, and as always, we cover 4 categories. First, what does it say? Next, what does it mean? Then, make it personal, and finally, make a commitment. So we'll start with, what does it say? And here are today's verses. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Psalm 119, verse 11 and verse 105 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Then is 2 Peter 1, verse 3. "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him." Then is Philippians 4:11b, and that's our final scripture for today. "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." That's what those verses say. So what do they mean? Well, let's start with 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Actually, this verse says it plain and simple. If you want to be a healthy person, work on contentment. It's one of the first steps to know God. Consequently, contentment is something you engage as you know God more. Remarkably, you gain contentment when you pursue Jesus. Simply, be content in Christ. He is your greatest gain, the pearl of great price. When you have the most valuable treasure in the world, you should be content. Now, Psalm 119, verses 11 and 105. And here they are again. "I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Incidentally, there is no better resource to enhance contentment than Scripture. So get into God's Word. Hide it in your heart. After all, God's Word guides, instructs, it calms, and it comforts you. Plus, it helps you see what to do next. Through His Word, God exposes things that interfere with a healthy life. Additionally, He enables you to live forward. In these ways, Scripture enables and empowers you to be deeply content. Consequently, you can live at the very source of contentment, God. Now let's move on to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him." Amazingly, this verse promises everything you need to be content. Essentially, as you grow to know and love Jesus, increasingly, your every need is supplied. Whether your life issues are tidy or not, finished or not, comfortable or not, you can be content. Thankfully, no matter where you are on the 1 to 10 scale, you can participate in the divine nature. That's incredible. It's unthinkable. And by the way, that is in 2 Peter 1, verse 4. It quite literally means dwelling in God's heart. And this is the place of eternal contentment. And then our last verse is Philippians 4:11b. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. How interesting. Apparently, contentment is learned. Regardless, it's the path to personal peace. Essentially, no matter what life throws at you, it's possible to still be content. So, subsequently, it's important to ask yourself some questions. Here are four of them. First of all, are you learning to be content? Number two, do you believe God has given you everything you need for a godly life? Number three, have you hidden Scripture in your heart? And number four, are you pursuing godliness? This is what those verses mean. And those questions help to activate the power of God in your life. Now let's move on to make it personal. Incidentally, where on the contentment scale are you? Probably most people land somewhere in the middle, being content when life shifts and throws issues at you is challenging to manage. Sadly, people swing with contentment. Yet Scripture insists contentment is critical for consistent health. After all, 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Actually, you can land and remain significantly high on the contentment scale as a norm. Did you know perspective is critical to be content? Additionally, so is surrender to God's agenda instead of your own. Subsequently, here are some questions you can ask yourself. Number one, is contentment my norm? Next, do I have God's perspective in my life each day? And third, and this is critical, do I pursue God's agenda or my own? Let's talk about how to get God's perspective, since that seems to be so important. Well, incredibly, Jesus' teachings promote the very perspective you need to be content. Remarkably, his teachings also provide reliable action points. Essentially, Scripture transforms you as you apply it each moment. You know what that means, in the difficult moments. Plus, Scripture gives you God's perspective in a world increasingly unstable. So when you love and trust God and obey His word, you get His amazing help. Incidentally, you also find contentment. So why not set yourself up to be content by eagerly welcoming God's word into your daily life? Okay, so that's a little bit on how to get God's perspective. Now we should also pursue God's agenda. Critically, to be content means to pursue God's agenda instead of your own. In other words, contentment is the reward to absolute surrender to Christ. Let me say that one again. Contentment is the reward to absolute surrender to Christ. Essentially, when you do this, you become who God designed. This is excellent news. Just let go and be content. Now we're going to talk about some action steps to be content. Strategically, there are three action points that nudge you closer to contentment. Of course, this is in addition to having God's perspective, which we already talked about, and preferring God's agenda, and we also talked about that. But here are the three points that nudge you closer to contentment. First, align your heart with God in everything. It's kind of like agreeing with God in everything. The second thing is to partner with Him and practice Jesus' teachings. And the third thing is to ask God to transform you with His power. In other words, you choose to be content when you do the following things. When you ask God to change you, Also, when you align everything you think, say, and do with God's Word, and this includes attitudes and moods. Further, proactively partner with God as He trains you. The next thing is to importantly do everything He says. In other words, always agree with Scripture. And then finally, resolve to establish and practice patterns that agree with Scripture. That's some work right there. Consequently, God won't change you if you don't practice His ways. Let's explore what blocks your contentment. Well, it's an interesting question, don't you think? Actually, God's enemy and yours does everything in his power to interfere with your relationship with God. Subsequently, he does not want you to be like Jesus. Matter of fact, he works endlessly against you as you pursue God. Nevertheless, you have a choice who you listen to. Truthfully, it's you preventing changes God wants to make in you. How terribly sad when God has promised you power to be content. So what is blocking your contentment? Ask yourself and be specific. So now, after all of that, consequently, we have some things we want to bring out in summary. The first is to take up God's offer of contentment. The second is to trust Him completely. Third is to love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the fourth is to practice obedience. I'm going to go over those four again. They are absolutely critical to help you to gain contentment, specifically if there's something blocking your contentment. And I hope you took it seriously and listed things that you think might be blocking your own personal contentment. So here are those four things again. First, take up God's offer of contentment. Second, trust Him completely. That means to agree with Him in all things. Third, love Him with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And fourth, practice obedience. Okay, we're going to talk about an Old Testament guy. In the Old Testament, Job said that he would trust God even if God killed him. Check out Job 13, verse 15. Wow, that is resolve. That is conviction. Plus, it is stubborn faith. He trusted God so completely he could say that even if God killed him, he knew it was right to trust God. Ultimately, to practice action steps that align your life with God's principles takes resolve, conviction, and stubborn faith. And that's what we just got through saying Job exercised. Resolve, conviction, and stubborn faith. Therefore, ask yourself these questions. Am I serious about my faith in God? Plus, will I serve Him no matter what? Further, am I resolved, convicted, and stubborn enough to serve God as He carries out His excellent plan for me? After all, He loves me, and He is good through and through. And then the final thought I want you to think about. Since God loves me deeply and is good through and through, I can be completely content in Him no matter what. So to be content, stay away from the following behaviors. First of all, controversies. Also, arguments, especially envy, plus quarreling. Malicious talk, evil suspicions, interestingly, constant friction in your mind, and finally, anxious thoughts. Remember, you can't go wrong practicing contentment in Christ. Before the application thoughts and questions,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Okay, back to make a commitment. This is where we talk about the application thoughts and questions. The first thing is, in review, revisit these questions. First of all, are you living in contentment? Next, where are you on the 1 to 10 contentment scale? Then, what perspective do you need to change? And we spent some time talking about having God's perspective. And then finally, are you pursuing God's agenda? And we spent time talking about that as well. Okay, those are some of the questions that we needed to revisit. But there's also some other things we need to look at. So some more questions. Are you resolved, like Job, to obey no matter what? Are you daily in Scripture to know God better? Will you carry out the three deliberate action steps we talked about? You remember them? Align your heart with God. Simply agree with Him in everything. The next one was to partner with Him by following Jesus' teachings. And then third, ask God to transform you. Invite His power in your life. Now, reflect. Which behaviors do you need to stay away from to be content in Christ? Look inside yourself and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Next reflection, what is blocking you from being content? And then the final question is this, what will you do about that? Why not choose contentment in Christ? Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You will find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.